today's news. Hello, welcome to Old News. Today's news, through yesterday's eyes, or papers to be more exact, as we have a trawl through what we might have thought about some of today's issues, which, of course, have all come up long before. Today, fluoridation. Yes, it's been back in the news, hasn't it? Putting fluoride in the island's water supplies. It could require a budget, we're told, of up to around £2 million and might cost around £100,000 a year to operate. So it's been claimed in recent news. The chair of Manx Utilities gave out that figure to Tynwald only a few weeks ago as the island's parliament debates whether or not to introduce the measure to help with children's oral health. New news? No, of course it isn't. When was it first considered? I don't know the exact answer to that, but I certainly can tell you that it was under great consideration a mere 70 years ago, or more. Should fluoride be added to the island's water supplies? Was the lead article in the Examiner of August the 3rd, 1956. The effect on children's teeth, the medical and dental professions, had not yet made up their minds whether the addition of fluoride to water supplies, known to be deficient in natural fluorine, would be beneficial, it's been suggested to the educational authority. The principal school medical officer for the Isle of Man, Dr. S.V. Cullen, whose annual report was under discussion, put the case for fluoridation. He reported that there would appear to be no doubt that fluoridation helps to preserve the teeth of children against dental decay and that it reduces it by around 50 to 60%. There is strong evidence that the benefit persists well into middle age, and there's no evidence to show that fluoride in the amount suggested has any deleterious effects on the health of adults or children. It was most important, he continued, that dental caries should be reduced, and the most effective means of achieving this, which has so far been discovered, is the fluoridation of water supplies in areas where the fluoride content was low. Dr. Cullen stated, for some years the school dental service has had difficulties to overcome, and in some measure these difficulties have been aggravated by the numbers of young children who have required treatment. That, as I say, going back to 1956. In the Mona's Herald, Tuesday, August the 20th, the following year, 1957. Correspondents, your newspaper has a good reputation for being a good, honest and intelligent free press above selfish interests or profits at the expense of the public health or really wholesome food and drugs. I've therefore, as a regular reader, been deeply interested in the reports you've published concerning the Isle of Man's clean food campaign and the poor condition of Manx children's teeth. I've studied these subjects at the University of California in Berkeley and the California College of Medical Technicians, where I, for a time, taught classes in chemistry. I've also done some practical X-ray routine work with school children, both chest and dental. As elsewhere, there are no doubt private interests in the Isle of Man, which, for a profit motive, will sell the people contaminated foodstuffs or use preservatives which are poisonous or take any other shortcut to ease money, which would not pass a pure food test nor stand a logical analysis. The island, I see, has been considering the addition of fluoride to the water supplies as a possible means of preventing teeth decay. I'm not convinced that an infinitesimal trace of fluoride in water is harmful, as is contended by some authorities, nor that it is very beneficial, but I am sure that refined sugars, starches, adulterants, preservatives and poisons in everyday diet is highly destructive to teeth and good health, says Mr. Thomas C. Quayle of Venetia, Oregon, in the States. No amount of medication will overcome nor correct the evils of bad food. In the Mona's Herald of December the 30th, 1958, report of school dental officer, add fluoride to island's water. In the annual report on the school dental service, Mrs. K. E. Smith states that attempts have continued at surgery visits during the year to impress on the children and their parents the importance of oral hygiene, but dental decay shows no sign of waning. The greatest hope of success in the prevention of dental caries appears to be offered by the correction of the fluoride deficiency in the public drinking water, she states. And finally, something from the Mona's Herald of Tuesday, April the 30th, 1957, and something I haven't heard so far on the most recent debate, a mere 70-odd years later. From your good newspaper, I learn that the consideration is being given in the Isle of Man to fluoridation of the public drinking water to aid children's health. A more direct method, which would be less expensive, is outlined in one of our newspapers. The article reads, it would be cheaper to give children fluoride in milk than through the city water supply, according to Wallace Rankin of the Nebraska Testing Laboratories. He estimated that fluoridation of the Omaha city water supply would cost approximately $30,000 a year. Remember, this is 1957, around 10 cents per person. But of that amount, Rankin said only $2 worth of fluoride would be utilised by children. The remaining $29,998 would be wasted in watering lawns, automobiles, and all other non-drinking uses for water. Maybe we should eat grass. The chemist said local dairies could put fluoridated milk on sale at little or no extra cost, and added dairies might find that increased sales would pay for the cost of installing special equipment. At the outside, he said, the increase in cost would amount to only around a penny. And that was the same gentleman we heard from before, putting forward the milk argument, Mr. Thomas C. Quayle. Fluoridating milk? On a have a fluoridated or non-fluoridated milk basis? Is it a bad idea? Is fluoridating water a bad idea? The debate is still raging. 70 years on, it seems. Who knows where it'll go? Suffice to say, it's old news. See you next time. Cheerio.